For anybody who doesn't know who I am, I'm Linda Perrell, and the president. Rob, Mike, Steve. Rob, Mike, and Steve are the only other three who are here, I believe. Yeah, we have a head table, Steve. And do we have two mics or just one? Oh, that would be lovely. He doesn't, maybe he's not here. Maybe he left for a minute.
Seeing your post yesterday while I was waiting at the airport for a ride over here. That was cool.
Steve?
Yes.
Hi. All right. So we're waiting for Mike and Rob. I think what I will do while we're waiting maybe is walk around and have everybody introduce themselves so that we can come on, Tamar. Come on, I'm going to go talk to some people. Over here. Yeah.
This is Judy Wilkinson.
Oh, how nice of you to drop by. I know you are. Jeff. You're a very busy member.
Anthony Signorelli.
Anyone else at this table? No, other table. Okay, great.
Maria Mitchell.
Maria. I don't. I know. Okay. Hi. Who's this? Katrina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could say your name.
I'm Katrina McCurdy.
Good.
Hello.
Good. Could you say your name into the microphone?
I guess so, but people will be able to hear me, but I won't be able to hear them, I guess.
There's no ADL. Hi, Roger. Where are all the listening devices? I did ask for them, I think. Come on, Tamar. All right. Is there someone over here? Yeah. Oh, good.
All the way around. Yeah. Sharon Benefield.
Hello. Welcome.
And I'm Zena Rubel, the Braille Institute rep.
Hey, nice to have you. Thank you. More again? Okay.
Yes, there's another one. That's all.
More.
All right. Laura Russo.
It's Pam Powell, San Gabriel Valley Chapter President, and all these people are from my chapter.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for bringing them along. Okay. All right. And we've already...
No, we haven't. Albert Contreras, Secretary of the San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Hey, Albert. Nice to see you. Hey. Welcome back. All right. Then it's me again. I know. All right, is there another table over here? Okay, hey, Susan Black. Oh, hopefully not for long.
Hi, it's Susan Glass, Silicon Valley chapter.
Yeah, present. Well, yeah, very important. Okay, thank you all for coming. Let me. What's happening? Okay. All right. So Rob's here. Steve's here. We're still waiting for Michael. Good, good. Is he okay? We are all slaves to batteries, are we not? Chargers and batteries and cords, oh my. I'm going to bring up our agenda so that we can begin the meeting. Hold on one moment. No, we've only got one mic, and Ron is bringing us another one.
We have another one.
I have it at this table, Linda.
Oh.
Is it in my stand?
No.
No. You probably should introduce yourself since you didn't.
Well, everybody knows me anyway. It's Rob.
Steve Foyt from City of Alameda, Bayview Chapter. Oh, yeah, vice.
Wow, wow.
No, actually, board of director, at least today, anyway.
Well, it's a good thing we have an hour and a half, people. Hold on. I should have brought the document up on my Braille sense so that it would be easier. Hold on one second. Okay, it is now, by my little Braille watch here, 9:08, and we will call the convention meeting of the Braille Revival League of California to order. Let's begin with, we actually went around and did introductions, I will skip the attendance, because we've now done it. We are... somewhere between 10 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere in there. I should have counted as I was going around. Okay, so we'll begin with Rob. Do you have the minutes for the March 26th meeting? Great. Hold on. I'll give you the mic.
Okay, here we go. All right, board meeting minutes, Sunday, March the 26th, 2017. After some confusion about the call-in numbers, the meeting began at approximately 20 after 5 p.m. Attendees, Linda Perrell, Mike Keithley, Rob Turner, Steve Foyt, John Glass, Susan Glass, Roger Peterson, Frank Welty, Vita Zavoli, We quickly noted that the October 30th, 2016 minutes, a board meeting minutes, focused entirely on the proposed merger with Kahlua, and therefore no minutes were submitted. Mike Keithley, our treasurer, posted the most recent treasurer's report in the Braille Writer. He will present that report at our convention meeting. Linda brought up the request from the CCB office regarding collection of volunteer hours. We will designate a member of BRLC to collect these hours for us at our convention meeting. Linda noted that we will have elections at the convention. Rob stated that he would not seek another term as secretary. Therefore, we will be electing a new secretary and one or both board members. Linda requested that we consider offering financial support to a delegate for the ACB convention, and noted that she is the affiliate representative to the BRLC board. The BRL board. Oh, that's right. And actually, let me make a note. The minutes do say BRL. This is an ineptitude. We will decide this issue at convention. We next discussed possible changes to our constitution. Roger noted that CCB will be working on a significant rewrite of their constitution. Other members did not feel that we needed to wait until that process is completed. In other words, before we work on the BRLC constitution. Linda suggested that modeling our constitution after the Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, so that's a possibility. Linda suggested that in addition to our annual meeting, BRLC meet by conference call once a year. And again, this is a little bit out of order, so unfortunately we're back to the Constitution, and we do know that one of the sections that we definitely have to change mentions that we have to have 20 members, I think for a quorum or something. It was in Article 9. Anyway, we'll deal with that. A subcommittee will be appointed at convention to recommend changes to our Constitution. We then discussed suggested projects for BRLC, which included, resuming our annual contribution to the BRL, to the Braille Challenge Fund, booking and staffing a table at convention for fundraising and visibility, looking for items for those new to Braille. Ideas would be labels, inexpensive household items, etc. Raffling an Orbit Braille display. The meeting adjourned at approximately 6 p.m. Respectfully submitted, Rob Turner, Recording Secretary. And that's it.
Thank you, Rob. Do I have a motion from a current member to accept the minutes?
Approved.
Okay, who was that? Okay, Katrina, great. And a second? Susan, great, thank you. All voting, those of you who know your members, first, any discussion?
Just a quick comment. I just want to thank Linda for her additions to my original draft. Clearly, she had a much better memory of what took place than I did, but we got it squared away, I think.
We are a team. Okay, thank you, Rob. Okay, so those in favor of approving the minutes as read, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, so the next item is the treasurer's report, which was not read on March 26th, but could be read today when Mike returns from his long voyage to find batteries. So I just want to say, for those of you who are here for the first time, this is a Braille Revival League of California business meeting. So we are discussing business associated with the affiliate. We don't have a separate program today during the time that we meet. However, we welcome your participation when we get to the topic of ideas of how we want to focus our efforts during the coming year. And we also would welcome anyone who wants to join to speak with Mike Keithley, give him your contact information, and the $20 annual membership fee. So having said that, I hope folks aren't disappointed by the focus on business. That's just what we're doing here today. Okay, so the next item on our list is library is at 10:30. It's not now. Here, right in this room. Okay, so somebody's saying goodbye to us.
Laura's not too impressed.
Braille is good. We like Braille.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move to, and we decided not to merge with Clua, so they still have their own meetings, as do we. Okay, our next item on the agenda is election for 2017. Initially, Rob Turner let us know that he wasn't interested in continuing on as secretary. And in very short order, to my great satisfaction and glee, he wrote to me and said he is interested in continuing as secretary. So the first office up for election is secretary. Are there any nominations? Are there any nominations? Is the president allowed to nominate someone? I never said no. I'm gonna nominate Rob Turner.
Hey.
Yes, all right. You second and move that nomination to close. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. All right. That was quick. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, no. We're a team. So now our board, we need to sort of clear up the rotation again, especially with regard to our board members. We had two board members this year. One is Marlene O'Neill, who lives in Philadelphia, used to live here, and was very devoted to BRLC, but has not been available for us for a while. And I'm going to ask if Steve has any information about Marlene's commitment, or that we should just go ahead and find new members. The second member of our board was last year was Debbie Barry, who stepped in to fill the seat vacated by Judy Wilkinson, who was way, way too busy. And Debbie, you're here! Oh my God! Oh, Debbie.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, Debbie, that's great. Did anyone come in after we started the meeting other than Debbie? Bonnie, yay, all right. Okay, so Debbie, we'll need to have... You'll be joining, all right, officially joining. Okay. So you're both going... That's great. That's wonderful. Oh, excellent. So as soon as we get Mike in here, at some point we might take a short break. And oh, you need to be up here at the head table, my friend. This, you were out getting batteries when I commandeered these guys. So can we get? Yeah, great. So maybe we'll
Mike, where are you sitting?
That's a rollicking ringtone.
I spoke with Marlene O'Neill.
Oh yeah, let me bring you the mic, Steve.
This is Steve Ford. I spoke with Marlene O'Neill, who is on a family gathering and won't be able to attend the convention this year, but she... Oh, right. That harmonica. Anyway, she thinks at this point that she will be here next year. And, of course, that's a year away, so we don't really know, but that's
she didn't
the latest. She didn't, I didn't ask her about that, so she didn't mention that specifically, but she might be, I don't know. She says she'll be back next year, so at least we have that information.
Okay. I guess I'm going to do something that I don't usually do, which is to be a bit of a scold and say that we are really looking to rebuild this affiliate and to grow it, and that I'm looking to have a team of board members who are present and available and willing to work. Those are the qualifications that I am looking for, and I suspect my fellow officers here at the table would agree with that. So, we're looking for folks who love Braille and want to work with our affiliate to promote Braille. And we'll be talking about how to do that in a while. So, I'm going to open the nominations. After we do elections, Mike, we'll have you read the treasurer's report. Will that be okay?
Yes, it's ready.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. And I'm glad you found the batteries you needed.
Thank you.
So, all right. So I'm going to open nominations for, I'm just going to call them board position 1 and board position 2. we probably need to have one person serve 1 year and one person serve 2 years to rejigger, you know, our how we do things.
Back in sync.
Yeah, back in sync. So position one will be a 2 year position. Yes. Okay. Anybody want to second Albert?
I second.
All right.
Can somebody tell me what he said?
No. He wants to be a member.
I would like to be a board member. Just
a board member. Right, just a board member. We get it, Albert. Right. We'll give you some things to do for sure if you get it.
Hey,
so,
I can read Braille.
You know, I know he really can. Albert's a longtime member, and we are glad to have you back, Albert. Anyway, name of Albert Contreras has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Madam Chair, I'd like to propose that the nominations be closed and approved by acclamation.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstention? Okay. Thank you, Albert. We're going to find some work for you to do to help us out. That'd be great.
Right.
Okay. So board position two is going to be a one-year position. And so to get it back in line with how we alternate slates of officers every odd and even year. So, are there any nominations? Yes, Anthony. I love this. We need to do more of this in CCB and stop being little shy violets who wait for other people to nominate us. This is fabulous. Anthony Signorello, his name has been placed in nomination. Is there a second?
Second.
Excellent. All right. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none. Oh, yeah, Susan. Okay, moved and seconded that nominations be closed. And Anthony B., elected by acclamation. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Oh, mercy, that was sweet. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so now I'm going to pass the mic over Rob's giving him a mic.
Sure. Okay, this treasury report was actually what was written in the blank elf and the Braille writer. And nothing, hasn't been any new activity since that time. So that, let's see. Hold on. I lost my place. I'm sorry. Here we go. We had a run of very good luck establishing an account at U.S. Bank, and we started 2017 with a $100 balance. That means the account was established on December 31 of 2016 with my $100 balance. Our income deposits from old account, $2,930. That was money that was from the old BRLC when John Ross was treasurer. The membership dues, $305. So we had a total income of $35. Our deposits, membership dues to CCB for 16 members, $305. One of them was Roger Peterson, so that his membership, he was a life member. I think it's ACB, so his dues were less. BRLC, dues to BRL, that's the national organization, $140. So we have a current balance of $2,890 in our account. That's my report. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report? Second? Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion, questions? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Treasurer's report accepted. Thank you, Mike. And it's so, Mike just worked diligently with some help from me and Judy, and we just kept going until we got, first of all, got our money back, and then opened an account. It was such a good feeling to get that all settled. Next item is support for a delegate to the ACB convention. It's a little bit shameless self-promotion here. I happen to be the affiliate representative to the BRL board. There's about five other state affiliates, and I was chosen to represent them to the BRL board, and I go to their meetings every 2 months, and I'm planning to go to convention in Sparks, and I'm wondering if BRLC would like to help to send this poor little blind girl from San Francisco to Reno, Nevada.
Well, I'll make a motion. I got a mic. Yeah. I'll make a motion that we delegate, $200? Is that
whatever.
Is that reasonable?
Whatever.
For you?
That should pay for most of an air ticket. That'd be good.
Okay. Yeah. We can... No, okay, let's go with this. I hope it's...
So Rob has made a motion.
So yeah. We're gonna. So the motion is that we provide the our delegate to the ACB National Convention, that we authorize a $200 stipend, I guess you'd call it, for Linda to attend.
Is there Mike seconds?
Mike seconds.
Okay. Any discussion, or anybody want to know more about what that's about? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor? Thank you very much. That'll be great. And I will certainly report back, write something up for the Braille Writer. We'll talk about it at our fall meeting, which we're going to start having. So thank you. Okay, we had a request from Kahlua regarding the lunch guest today. Reed Streich is the librarian at the Braille Institute, the Southern California BTBL outlet. And he's speaking at our joint luncheon today. And Judy asked if we would consider splitting the cost of his meal. So could I have a motion? Who is moving? Maria. Thank you, Maria. And a second? Steve, okay. And any questions? The motion is that BRLC will share the cost of the luncheon for the speaker at the BRLC Kahlua lunch. We'll split that cost in half with Kahlua.
Madam President?
Yes.
That seems only fair, right?
What?
Seems only fair.
Our name's on the lunch. We sponsor it, they sponsor it. Let's do it. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, my next topic. Unfortunately, I have to go back into scold mode for a minute. This is volunteer hours collection for CCB office. Okay. Paul Shane, our new executive director, has initiated a program by which chapters and affiliates need to gather all the hours that each member volunteered. Like, you're here for an hour and a half this morning. Anybody who's a member of BRLC at this moment can add that hour and a half. Although we might be all adding our whole convention hours. I don't know. We have to look at how that's going to be diced up. But we need to collect those hours on a regular monthly basis to give to Paul and Jennifer, because last year, a group of us who had helped Paul write the case for support that he talked about last night found out that we estimated volunteer hours across the board for chapters, affiliates, what have you, and we came up with, is Judy still here? She left, it was nice of her to visit. So, came up with an incredible amount, $900,000 worth of volunteer time, because apparently the federal government lets nonprofits add $23.62 for every volunteer hour that they can identify. I mean, man, wouldn't you just love to be earning $23.62 an hour? At least many of us still would. It's awesome when you add all of that up, and it makes a huge difference for grant writing. They want to know what the volunteer commitment to the organization is and how much that's worth. So this is a clerical task. It needs to be done every month, depending on how many hours people donated. So I would like to figure out with all of you who would be the best person among us to collect those hours. Oh, but Rob's going to volunteer. Oh. All right. Yeah.
I will volunteer to do this with the following provisions. A, I won't be calling you or emailing you. You will have to email or call me. I'll expect the report, your report. If you don't call, the assumption is you didn't volunteer. I will expect to either get a telephone call or an email by the end of each month. And those are the provisions that I would stipulate in order to take this on.
Yes. Right. That's right. They need to be collected by the 25th and then sent in. Yeah, we have to contact. We all have to contact Rob. And so if you write an article for the Braille Writer, or if you attend a meeting of BRLC, the board meeting, which all members will always be invited to, or, whatever, or if you participate in one of the projects that we're going to create, it'll be up to all of us to corral those hours and feed them to Rob. It's entirely reasonable that he should not have to go fishing for them. And it's kind of him to collect them. So let's try that, beginning with the month of April, and see what we can gather. And so thank you so much, Rob. In many ways, the secretary is the appropriate person to do it, and I'm really, really glad you agreed to do it. Thank you. Okay. Discussion of possible changes to BRLC constitution. Now, this is merely a discussion today. We can't change anything. We need to appoint a subcommittee to review our constitution, see where some changes could be made to make it more responsive. So I sent out the constitution one more time with the announcement of this meeting, and I'd like to see if anybody has had a chance to look it over or see, you know, just throw out a couple of things that we know need looking at. I'm going to start. We need to change a stipulation that 20 members are needed to do there was a quorum, a rather hefty quorum there for PRLC, since we don't have that many members to begin with at the moment. So we're going to change that. We would like to add in having a semi-annual meeting 6 months away from the convention, sort of make that a stipulation that's part of the Constitution, just like they did with the Guide Dog Group. And there are probably several other changes that we can make. Did you see anything, Rob?
Those were the only two things that really jumped out at me. Now, I do want to also add that this Constitution was revised in 2016. We made a significant number of changes from the previous version, which I think went all the way back to 2012 or something, mm-hmm. or 14, whatever. So, yeah, I think we can take a look at it. It didn't strike me as favorable to totally try to gut the thing and right. model it after some other group. I don't know that I was in favor of that, but yeah. I think we could all go through it and take a look and figure out what we had to do.
Thank you. I totally agree with that. I was just never meant to suggest that we completely overhaul it. I just thought that the Guide Dog Group had a couple of neat ideas that would be good for us to incorporate in ours, like that semi-annual meeting.
So we do we, Madam President?
Yes.
Do we use
an email as discussion and set a deadline for this and use email for it?
We could, or I was thinking that we'd just have a subcommittee take a look at it and make a suggestion to the entire membership in an email, which we could not necessarily adopt fully until next year, although I feel we could go ahead and have a semi-annual meeting even without adding it to the Constitution yet. I'm looking for just a couple of people to take a look at the Constitution. I'll be one of them.
I'll volunteer as well.
Oh, Rob
and
Mike. Yay, all right. Okay, thank you, guys.
And clearly we'd want to have this done by the semi-annual
yes.
meeting. And
exactly.
I think it'd be great if we would be able to discuss this Constitution, you know, at that meeting.
Yeah.
And then could we then amend it at the next year's meeting then?
Is exactly.
That okay,
yeah,
good.
I think
great.
We could do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thank you, guys. Do you know what I realized while we were sitting here? I realized that all five other members of this board are guys. I think that's pretty cool. Doesn't happen too often. No, we're not going there. All right. So my next item, which is... Oh, sorry, Albert. We are going to, Rob and Mike and I are going to take a look at our Constitution. We're going to have a short list of suggested changes. We will discuss those at our fall meeting, which we will have on the telephone in October. And then we can ratify the changes next March at our convention. So that's the plan. Thanks. I appreciate anybody who doesn't hear, I'm very happy to repeat. So the next topic, yes, sir. Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. You're absolutely right. I think that whatever we think about doing, we need to keep our ear to the ground, with an aid or without, to see what CCB is planning for their constitution. But I'm imagining that the simple changes that we are thinking about probably wouldn't be impacted by what they're suggesting. But it's hard to know, so we need to absolutely keep that in mind. So,
And also keep in mind, too, we probably won't know what these changes are going to be for several months. So, I think we can proceed with the work on our Constitution, and then once we know, what CCB has done, and I think they will instruct affiliates as to, what their expectations are for our own constitutions. That would be my assumption.
Okay, thank you all for this discussion. Okay, so it is now close to 9:50, and so we will spend the rest of our time talking. We're scheduled till 10:30, but we do Clua the courtesy of leaving a bit earlier than that so that folks can come in for Clua, or that we can go out and then come back in for Clua. Anyway, so the next item on the list is proposed projects for BRLC. And I wanted to read, and I apologize, I meant to sort of try to memorize this so I could read it faster, and I didn't get a chance to do that. So I'm going to read the purpose of BRLC from our current constitution. And maybe Rob could hold the mic for me so that I can put both hands on my Braille unit here.
Sure.
Okay. That's good. That's good. All right. Perfect. Okay. The purpose of BRLC shall be to promote the production, teaching, and use of Braille as the primary medium of literacy for all blind people who are physically and mentally able to make practical use of it. To this end, BRLC shall strive to A, engender a proper sense of pride among blind people in the fact that Braille is a method of reading and writing that can render them as literate as sighted people. B, stimulate in blind people a keen awareness of the practical uses of and importance of Braille in their daily lives. C, encourage all blind people to read and write Braille. D, make Braille instruction mandatory in schools and other educational facilities for the blind. E, make the mastery of Braille an integral part of the curriculum for training prospective teachers of the blind. That's a big one. F, achieve a substantial increase in the output and availability of Braille material from our printing houses and libraries with a high degree of excellence and accuracy from our producers of Braille. And G, encourage maximum availability of information in Braille for consumers by providers of goods and services. So that is a rather hefty assignment, but it gives us lots of thoughts about directions we could go in to have projects for BRLC. I think we'll start with talking about the Braille Challenge, which we supported steadily for several years by collecting money for a student to go to the National Braille Challenge to help pay for their transportation. Apparently, the Braille Institute pays for them to be in LA for that purpose, but does not pay transportation. So we did give money in the past and could do that again. So that is the first item I'm going to put on the table, and I'd like suggestions from whomever about other projects that we can pursue. Yeah.
I'm going to hand you this mic. I need you. She's got it.
Yeah. By Jove, she's got it. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and it's an idea that our Silicon Valley chapter was going to do and just hasn't had time for, and I think it'd be kind of neat, maybe if we got energy from people from BRLC all over the state, we could do it. Wouldn't it be kind of neat to choose a local public library in one's community where they have either book clubs, but especially story hours for kids? And wouldn't it be neat to approach them and ask if we might appear with Braille print books and be the readers for story hour on given sessions and arrange that in advance and publicize it a little bit so that colleagues who are blind and visually impaired, as well as our friends, kind of friends of the library, would show up on that day. And we would read the Braille books with the kids, talk to them about it. And by just dint of being ourselves with our dogs and our canes, we would be able to field questions from the kids. Well, when did you learn this? Well, what is this like? And they could come up, we could distribute the Braille alphabets. We could talk about how it's affected our careers. Because I think that's a way of mobilizing Braille for the future. And librarians are more than willing to cooperate with these kind of things. Because libraries want to stay strong and thrive. Here we go, Robin.
Thank you, Susan. You are a girl after my own heart. I can now talk about the project that we actually did in San Francisco. Our chapter does, we call it now Hooray for Braille. Goodness gracious. At the San Francisco Public Library during the month of January to honor Louis Braille's birthday. And this past January and the one before, we had a Saturday where several of us showed up. We set up a table with Braille material, and we had some Braille technology, but we did have a Braille story hour in the Children's Center where Vita Zavali and Jennifer Holloway and I read books to the kids on Saturday morning. And now the librarian, the BTBL, one of their librarians, wants us to go to libraries all around town and do that. So we're already hooked in to do that. So I encourage you guys, Susan, to take that on, because it's absolutely. Yeah. So that is one thing. Again, the celebrating Louis Braille's birthday in January is an excellent time to just put Braille forward. Yes, Roger.
Fancy meeting you here. I wanted to mention something that's been occurring to me. I think it's all fine to teach people to read and write Braille and teach them to write essays in Braille and do it in schools and all that sort of stuff. But I'm finding that there's, most people who read print don't write essays. They just read print. They just read prices on products and things like that. And there's getting to be a lot of Braille along those lines, on ATMs and on elevators and on other things. And I remember one of our chapter members is here, and I said, "Why can't you find your hotel room?" And there's Braille signage. And she said, "I don't read Braille." Now, you don't have to be able to read and write Braille to read the Braille on a hotel room door. And I think there needs to be emphasis also on elementary or rudimentary or practical Braille.
I think you're absolutely right. That was noted in one of the purpose items I read, and I think that it's key, like people in adults in rehab and low vision folks who lose more vision later in life need to be introduced to how helpful just the simple knowledge of the Braille alphabet can be for them. So what do you think about a project for that? How do you imagine going about promoting that?
I was going to go back to Susan's discussion real quick, and I guess was the idea that we would try to, that our SBRLC members, we would try to encourage our local chapters to do that? Okay, got it. Okay. So as far as,
I think maybe speaking to classes like at the Lighthouse, you know, or Vista Center, coming in to talk to a group of adults that are learning blindness skills about the value of Braille, how we use it, as opposed to just having their teachers, all of whom are fine teachers, but, you know, to have somebody speak to them about how really valuable it is to, you know, I mean, I could go to the Lighthouse and lament for half an hour that I have not brailled all of my CDs and now I can't read them. Yes, please. Who is that? Maria, yeah.
Where do I go? Where are you sending me?
Okay, I just wanted to say I was really amazed recently doing some of my travels about some of the Braille stuff that I found. Example, when I went into a restaurant in France, and I didn't have to ask for a Braille menu, I just walked in, and that Braille menu, and of course it was in French, but I still got a pretty clear idea of what was available, and I was thrilled. Of course, it was right there near where Louis had his start, but nonetheless, I was excited about that. And then when I was in a cab, must have been in Canada, right, we had a short trip up there, and they had Braille signs there on the doors inside the cab about, you know, whom to call if you had difficulty, etc., which I don't remember seeing that inside cabs around here. And the one that really impressed the living daylights out of me was in Copenhagen. When I came out of their train station, they had a beautifully detailed, of course I couldn't read it properly, but a beautifully detailed map of the area, you know, of all the exits and so forth, right there on you know, the main entrance. And I thought, you know, that's just plain beautiful. And I've never seen anything like that in our public places. What I wanted to say.
I do Braille crochet. Same mishap with this one seems to be a lot stronger than the last one. Oh, you never know. A couple of thoughts about all of this. I just joined this January, so I don't mean to not knowing all the past and what is done. Regarding the Braille Challenge, really quick, I don't know exactly how you work this out. Most of us in here probably or hopefully know what the Braille Challenge is. And it's very worthy, extremely so. But if we were to give them money, I would hope we'd get some bang for our buck, i.e. get some recognition, because after all, we want people to know that people, when they grow up, use Braille and et cetera. And I have no idea how well that works now. I mean, I really don't. And I'm really far away from the mic. I'm not sure why it's... I'm not holding it close. Well, so that would be one question I would have if we're going to give money how we can interface with them more. And I remember way back, Alice wrote an article about her involvement in it. I get that. But I would just hope either they'd give us some time at the Braille Challenge to talk about BRLC, et cetera, or something more than just here's some money from whoever they are and we don't know who they are. And maybe that exactly happened in the past. On another area, and I think the library thing is really worth looking into, chapters look for projects. And although I do get the difference, we just had a merger discussion after all, I get the difference between BRLC and Kahlua, but I suspect that if Kahlua wants to do some library project, that maybe we could work together with them. And I know the concern was, let's not dilute Braille or have all that. I won't go into all that now, but it may be wise on a chapter level to have ourselves involved in that, and not just limit it to that, although getting the Braille in, because I'm a huge fan of Braille, that's why I'm here, so I would expect that to be part of it. Thirdly, I did not hear in the, it is a very hefty list of goals. One reason that I joined BRLC, very honestly, kind of selfishly, is that I'm contemplating getting a new Braille display. And, I mean, I don't have one yet. I've never had one. And what I would like as a member, and it could be done on a conference call quite readily, wouldn't take a lot of work, for people who have the different kinds, remember, those of us that went to technology yesterday, we saw three of them presented, and there are others, but I would find it really useful to be able to come and not only have people talk about their Braille display, but let me ask them questions that probably any new user would want to ask if it were publicized. Maybe this would draw other people. I don't know how well that works in practice, but I know as far as a motivation to join, we do have to consider that that's one thing that we are looking for. It's a huge field and it's changing all the time, and some of you are pros and some of us are not, so that would help me and probably others. And last, about the going to centers for the visually impaired, I know Braille Institute down here has big Braille teaching classes. Perhaps we could see if we could have ourselves invited to talk to the adults there learning Braille about what was already said, and maybe get a good word for BRLC. It might be a way of interesting people in that. I don't know how successful, but I do know if you don't try, that never happens. So thanks. That's all.
Okay, I want to respond to a couple of things you said, Bonnie. First, the Braille Challenge. Yeah, I think that we need to renew our connection with the Braille Institute regarding how we contribute and how we get recognized for that contribution. I think that makes a lot of sense that we, you know, come forward and be named as having contributed to that event. I don't know if the Southern California members could have a table about BRLC at the Braille Challenge. We did have some stuff at the San Francisco Northern California Braille Challenge this year, so that might be something we can look at. As far as Braille displays are concerned, Miss Bonnie, there is a meeting coming up on BRL I listed it in the last email I sent to our group. They are having a conference call in the evening about Braille displays. I believe the date is April 12th, but if you look at that email, if you can find it that I sent about this meeting, it had three calendar items, and one of them was that meeting. So we should all hop on that call and ask them lots of questions. Anyone else? Thanks for running the mic, Rob. And
he's good, Mike, right? He did a good job.
So, all right. Things are getting quiet, so I would like to consider adjourning this meeting at this point, but asking all of you who said you were planning to join to come, please come to the front table and give Mike your information and your dues, and then we could get out of here in time for CLUA. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All right. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. Thanks a lot.